Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is September 8th. Andy, how are we doing?
Brendan, I didn't know if this day was ever going to happen. I'm happy that we're doing this special podcast this week. Even though it's Wednesday, I forgot.
What do you mean special?
It's a special podcast. I like to think of this as a special edition podcast commemorating one of the greatest achievements of all time. Sonny Abacoa Kim capturing his 83rd. Victory on the minor league golf tour. He has conquered this achievement of 82 wins, the chase for 82 wins, and now setting the new record, 83 new men's record, 83 wins.
Sam Snead, Tiger Woods,
smashing it.
Chump change. Next to Sonny Abacoa.
The thing that's so impressive is the manner in which he slammed the door shut on those other legends of the game, winning 7 straight minor league golf tour events.
That's not right, is it?
I believe so. That's what they're saying on the minor league golf tour website. They're saying
and
this is a
some of them are like one day, right?
Win.
One day
Most,
things. All, the aren't they all 90 one per, days?
90% yeah, right. of them are one days.
Right.
Okay.
I enjoy how many are like T1s, like darkness shortened tie.
I'll get in there. I'm going to get in. Let me look up his
I mean,
his
Patrick, or what's his name? Rahm and Na have a T1. That's like at the Tour Championship, T1.
He's won 7 straight. Do you want the scores in the 7 straight? There's only 2 day of the 7 straight. There's 2 day. The rest are 1 day. He went 69 at PGA Estates, 63 at Seagate Country Club, 64 at PGA National Estate Open, 64 at Country Club of Coral Springs, 66-65 in a 2 day at Hammock Creek to win there.
He's hot. 67-65.
The thing was, he laid a goose egg at the Met Open, I think, recently.
Oh, was that Sonny?
Yes, Sonny was out there.
There were a couple of those guys that went up there.
They
get out of the swamp, and it's just like they can't hang. They got blown out to sea up at the Met Open. That's what do you think Stricker should consider him? What if it came out of nowhere and said, and rounding out, he's not Sonny Kim. He's not American, clearly. Shit. He's Korean, right? Or does
I think he's American.
I'm looking at his Korn Ferry Tour profile. It says he's Korean. Listed as Republic of Korea. So I didn't know if maybe he had the Kevin Na dual citizenship thing going. But
man, that's a bummer. He's not even eligible.
Can someone do a
Sonny Kim? So he finished 12th at the Met Open. Decent, but not what we expected.
Not like he's down in the swamp, just splish splashing away. King of the pond. King of the swamp.
We never mentioned this Met Open. It was a kind of it's a big deal. And Svoboda won again. I think he's won it twice. But he beat Lovelady, Tom Lovelady from the PGA Tour down into the Met Open.
Formerly from the PGA Tour. I think he's now working for Discovery Land or something.
He just
like
gave
that.
It up? Didn't seem
I don't
like
know if
he gave
it
a
up
very
willingly. I think he maybe, couldn't I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's what? Is he 25 years old?
Yeah, he's
gonna give it up already.
Maybe he didn't give it up. I thought
What's
I heard
with
he was
these Alabama because Bobby Wyatt's like,
I wants to be a trader
investment banker
something.
Yeah. For Goldman.
Yeah.
It's what?
Yeah.
He was on the PGA Tour, he just left. Is this a trend with the Alabama boys? The Bama boys?
Was JT next? Maybe he quits to become a, I don't know.
A PGA pro. He'd become a PGA pro.
Sure. Someone please Photoshop all those dopey ass Chase for 83, Chase for 82 graphics they did for Tiger and put Sonny Kim in. Could someone do that for us tomorrow? Send it in. Just, I mean, if we're going to celebrate that, we might as well celebrate Sonny Abacone.
I've got lots of people asking me to get him on the podcast to talk about this achievement. Might be something we have to do.
Yeah, tell some MLGT stories. I'm sure there's some good ones. He's seen it all and done it all.
Might have to ask him for best Jimmy Lytle story. You know, two of the premieres. Jimmy Lytle ran a little hot on the golf course.
I was going to say, is Lytle the one that goes nuts, throws his clubs over the fence or something? Wasn't there some story about he launched a club and off the property? So maybe I'm misremembering that. Yeah, let's get Sonny Kim on. Tell some Jimmy Lytle
and some Stevie Fountains. You know, Fountains might need to go back down there and
sharpen.
You know. Just give Sonny Kim some competition.
Oh, okay. That is fair. I mean, if Sonny Kim's playing the Fountains course and Stevie Fountains himself isn't around, there's kind of an asterisk on it. So anyways,
maybe this whole 83rd win is really in question because Fountains hasn't been down there.
Sure. Well, it's impossible to keep. Sneed won some events with five people in them. And Sonny won some without Fountains in it. It's hard to keep the record straight. The tomato, tomato. All right, let's get on with it. Our schedule for the week. It's you know what? It is a delightfully limited
light
schedule.
Yes.
This is just perfect.
This is wonderful.
It's not bereft. There's a heavy hitter event, but it's just not a lot of moving parts. We've had too much lately. And I'm not saying too much of a bad thing, just too much. It's a lot. Solheim Cup was fantastic. KFT. It's just
why did all those things, those three things need to be the same weekend? Because they were all three important things. Like, I feel like we didn't give Patrick Cantlay enough due for his season,
probably.
Episode. But at the same time, he was the third most important event last week.
Yep.
And it's why did the PGA have to clog up the schedule, you know? But at the same time, they push it back and they coincide with this event. I'd rather have this event than the end of the FedEx for soiree, you know?
Well, what we've done here is isolate. The European Tour has managed to isolate themselves in a week that's mostly bereft. It's their premier event. The schedule for the week starts with the BMW PGA Championship. That is Thursday through Sunday at Wentworth Club, Surrey, England. I thought it's Virginia Water. I feel like, I don't know what, they always see that listed as the name of the location, the city, Virginia Water. I don't know if that's, I don't know, it's like a...
Fancy.
Yeah, it does sound fancy. It's a par 72.
Where are you from? Virginia Water? It's kind of like, where are you from? Like Bartha's Vineyard?
Yeah, something like that, maybe. I don't know if that's the exact comparison, but par 72 course, 73.
Where would you rather live? Virginia Water or Martha's Vineyard?
I don't know. Probably summer in Martha's Vineyard, maybe Virginia Water in the winter. I don't know. Something like that. That sounds like a good dual sort of residency.
So you think Martha's Vineyard is nicer than Virginia's Water?
I don't.
I think they should change it to Virginia with an apostrophe S. Virginia's Water.
That's fine. They could
make
that.
It possessive, like Martha's Vineyard.
It is a little. It's an odd. It's some. I assume some sort of British form of. I don't know. British form of location identification. All right. 72, par 72, 7,300 yards, designed by Harry Colt. Redesigned by Ernie. I was hoping I'd get some. It's been chopped and screwed into oblivion. I know that. 10 times over. Redesigned by Ernie Els.
It's been multiple redesigns.
Yeah. That seems to be limited.
Let's just call a spade a spade. This is Ernie's best design work.
That's not great. I love the, my favorite part about Wentworth is the, the castle turrets on the behind, you know, with the wall. It's just, it's not like New Age, nouveau riche tackiness. Like, the thing was built in 1925, that actual, but it just looks kind of ridiculous now. Anyways, it's so bad, it might be good. Wentworth at this point.
You think it's got you're a history. You're putting it in DLF range.
No, it's not. It's not in DLF stratosphere. That's not fair to DLF. DLF is operating on a different plane. But Wentworth is
for
like
those
so
that don't
bad
know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Hero Indian Open site.
Yeah. So purse is $8 million. Defending champ is Tyrrell Hatton. Won it in October when they kind of moved the schedule around last year. Notables: Victor Hovland, Tyrrell Hatton, Adam Scott is playing, Lee Westwood, Fitzpatrick, Matty Fitz.
Somebody's making waves over there, you know, getting premier pairings.
Billy Boy Horschel has dropped in with his West Ham United bag, just catnipping about in the English countryside.
Do you think he's visiting the pitch while he's there?
He might, though. He might go to a match, go to see the boys play. James Morrison, Tommy Fleetwood, Bobby McIntyre, it's a music group, Scott Jameson, Joachim Lagergren, so the alcoholic beverages, Lucas Beauregard, Matthew Court, David Law, Alexander Levy, there's a lot of names, Xander Lombard, Jamie Donaldson, Luke Donald, Wilco Nienaber,
the Donalds,
Oliver Wilson, Johannes Veerman and Peter Hansen. I can't keep up. Ricardo Santos, Francesco Molinari. Anyways, this is prime coffee golf, 7-1. Coffee golf in the fall. Coffee
7-1 Eastern.
Eastern.
Jesus.
Gets out of the way of football. Ends at 12:30 on Sunday, 12:30 on Saturday. So you might run into, you know, 30 minutes of big noon Saturday. On college football, it's done by NFL kickoff, God willing, unless there's an eight-hole playoff. But, like, this is what you want, the BMW. And I think next year with no Ryder Cup, there's more strategic alliance efforts of some sort. It will be, I don't know, it'll be elevated even more. It's a Rolex Series event, so the purse is heightened. It's $8 million, which is a big chunk of change for these European Tour events. So it's whatever. It's their Players' Championship. It's their premier event. Like, the thing has... I was looking at, like, some history videos of it. The thing has a ton of history. Like, the place was built forever. You had Palmer that went over and won it in, like, I think it's 64, like, world match play there. Every European player of note, like... You were not like a European Tour player of note unless you won this event. You know, whether it was Seve or Faldo.
Monty.
Monty obviously ran rampant through this event, like won it 3 years in a row. Ollie won it.
You know who else won it?
What?
Ernie.
Yeah, he did win it. Yeah.
You know who didn't win it?
What? Tiger?
Phil.
God. That's fair. I don't know. So it's got a ton of history. And hey, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for just it hits the right week for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good event. It's got some history. It's over by 1 o'clock for me. And I don't have to worry about 18 other events going on. I think they've hit a good sweet spot by trying to find a fall slot for this. So I think it's the third or fourth Rolex Series events.
You want three things?
Oh, yeah. You got three things for us?
Yeah. All right. I got three things. Euro Ryder Cup. This is the last week. We got this. There's a lot on the line. There are people to watch with this. You know, there are, you know, there's a situation where we could have Dick Bland on the European Ryder Cup team.
There is a situation. It's not a likely situation.
If
he wins,
I can't imagine he won't be on the team. Like, that's something legitimately to watch this week, right?
Dick Bland just getting blown around, the winds off of Lake Michigan, the ball just trying to travel to 230 yards out there against Thick Boy. That would be a sight.
Oh, I'd love to see, like, the Sunday singles. It comes down to Dick Bland against Thick Boy.
That'd be great.
Bryson.
He put him in a body bag. Just have Thick Boy with his hands on his head, like, Tim or whatever his name is. Brian, like, how is this happening? Just, you know, with Guile getting by him. But the team has five. They just announced their five guys for sure. No surprises. Rahm, Rory, Hovland, Casey, and Fleetwood are locks. Hatton and Fitzpatrick are almost assuredly on the team.
What about Westy?
Westy and Shane Lowry currently hold spots, but they could, I believe, potentially be bumped off at
so we
at
need a big week from Westy.
I don't know if we need a big week. I think he's likely on the team, whether he does a big week or not. He might be bumped from an auto spot, from what I read.
You want Westy in there if he does, if he's not an automobile qualifier? Remember his commentary early in the year about the Ryder Cup? He was like,
yeah,
very,
I'm too old for that now. Yeah,
I don't,
like, yeah,
I don't want to do that anymore.
I mean,
are we sure that the Europe is best served sending him back into battle? Like, do you remember
so
Hazeltine?
Oh my God. I felt bad for him.
I did too.
Felt bad for him. And I'm not, you know, I had no reason to be, have some empathy, but I really did feel bad for him. It was like, remember that Mac O'Grady spotlight? Yeah. Remember when Mac O'Grady talked about when he thought his putter was going to hit the ball and blow up like a grenade, like he was hitting a grenade? Yeah. That's what it looked like with Westy putting towards the end of Hazeltine. Against like Ryan, you thought like the ball might go off like he was hitting a grenade. He was scared. It was bad. And he, you know, he's not been like great since that real tour de force through the Florida swing. You know,
I know, this is my whole point.
Concession and all that stuff. He's not been good.
Like nobody wants to see him out there, you know, competing like the sportsman he is more than me, but I don't know if I'm ready to get hurt again like Hazeltine.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah. I thought he was done after that. That was like, I was like, I don't think he can play golf anymore.
Yeah. That was the nadir. I mean, there's a lot of, like close calls and heartache, but in terms of just sheer, like, this isn't golf. I can't watch him play anymore. I get, you know, watching an old warhorse that's like trying to hobble across the finish line on three legs. Like, that was a nadir. That was sad. But hey, he's back.
Well,
miraculously,
I think
won,
like,
you know.
This is what's made like the last 3 years of his resurgence so amazing. Like that, right. That, like, what happened in 2016 is why this is so great, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's yep.
All right. That's one thing to watch. Ryder Cup, game within the game this week on the Euro side. So much of attention on the American side this week, but you know, there's a lot going on over there across the pond.
All right, parlaying off of last week's FedEx Cup, right? And about the discussion of like why people have a problem with the shoddy system is because they've misnamed it the FedEx Cup playoffs. It's not a playoff. We went over this last right. week. Like the, right. the problem with it is the name. So now we right. move to the Race to Dubai. This is Race to Dubai season, and like this system is absurd. You know. Like the
Morikawa is leading, I know that.
Yeah, Morikawa's like played like three times on the European Tour. Like
Zalatoris, I think is top 10. Doesn't have a PGA Tour card. Doesn't I think I can't be a member of the European Tour. He's top 10 in the Race to Dubai.
So this system is like flawed, but nobody cares about it. Nobody, because they don't make a big thing about it being the playoffs. It's just the end of the Race to Dubai. You know? And it's like, yeah, okay, well, it's like just a season-long points race. You know? And
yeah, no, that's fair.
Like, them finishing it, almost, like, I would say that there's, like, you know, there's not this forced excitement, like, but, like, it is, like, a thing. They've got their, like, kind of end of the season. It's where the big, like, European Tour has its moments then down the stretch. And because it's just not misnamed. So it's the start of Race to Dubai season. I'm in on the race.
All right. Oh, God. Now you're trying to stir the moat down there. You're just trying to stir things up in the moat. Just getting in on the race after popping the FedEx Cup for the last month. All right. Okay.
All right. One last final thing. Sticking with the team match play theme. I'm going to start. This is the start of George Casillas' President's Cup push.
Is he in the field?
He's in the field. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How did he not get a notables? Who's doing notables? Or Katsia's not a notable.
He's playing with Danny Van Tonder and Daniel Gavins. So
Danny Van Tonder. All right. Okay.
Pretty good pairing there with, you know, Danny Van Tonder.
Van Tonder, that's the aspirational dream. He looks across the tee box. He's like, that's what I want to be. I want to get to the Cosilla zone. That's where I want to go.
So he's right. Going to start. I know Trevor Immelman's probably got him very high on his list of guys that he's zeroing in on, but I'm thinking the Cosilla zone is something he wants to get on the team.
Just swashbuckling around Quail Hollow. All right. Okay, that's it for the BMW PGA Championship. Good coffee golf. I mean, if nothing else, there'll be some baton twirling in front of the castle. I mean, if nothing else. So is that event of the week?
BMW PGA Championship? Yeah, that's right. the event of the week. How could we not? At an Ernie designed, you know?
Yeah.
Both Hogards are in the field.
Well, of course they've won.
This could become catnip central. The Hogards.
What, the brothers Hogard?
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of already is.
I think it could get to a whole new level if they both like play well this week. This is because the Euro Tour. They've been doing this in the you know, behind the dark shadow of the FedEx Cup playoffs casts this dark shadow, you know, this big shadow across
the Hogard dominance happening over the European Tour. He should be the pick. It sounds like there should be three picks. One's going to be Sergio, one's going to be Poulter, and then the third, they don't know. It should go to Rasmus, should it not? Bring this young Dane over. In the mold of the piss bear last time at it was, Paris. And, you know, he'll mop the floor with whoever, some Jupe Life guy who doesn't know what's coming. I think he should be the pick if we're actually.
Can I admit something about Hogard that you're going to not understand, that a lot of people that are listening is going to understand?
Yeah.
Every time I look at Hogard's name, I think of Hodor from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, the Dragon Show.
Yeah, the Dragon Show. And I can't get it out of my head. Every time I see the name, I think Hodor.
Good.
Hogarth.
I can understand that. Sure. Yeah,
I can't get it out of my head. I just had to admit that.
BMW PGA is your event of the week. Because the only other option, at least on TV, PGA Tour Champions, the Ascension Charity Classic.
Come on.
Friday to Sunday, Norwood Hills Country Club in St. Louis. It's a par 71, 6,900 yards.
They're visiting Nellieville.
Designed by Wayne E. Styles. Phenomenal name.
Styles Van Cleek.
Styles. Purse is $2 million. It's the inaugural Ascension Charity Classic, it looks like. Notables, Chaika, Bernie Langer, Furyk, Daly, Goosen, Weir, Pate, Kent Jones, Paul Goitis, Kirk Triplett, the Bucket Boy, Robert Allenby, Tom Byram, Gene Sowers, Shane Birch, Ernie Els is playing there. He should be at home in Wentworth.
He should be out there monitoring how the modern European Tour players dismantle his track. You know, that's what a lot of architects would be doing.
Lumpy, Jay Haas, Jay Williamson, Jay Delsing. There's the J trio and VJ Singh. Oh, that's tricky. All right, there we go.
Hey, are you aware of Wayne Styles? He has a design part. He had a design partner. Can you guess his name?
Miles. Styles and Miles. No,
that'd be
what
sick.
Was it? What was it?
John Van Cleek. John Van Cleek and Wayne Styles. They ran rampant in the Northeast. Northeast. Yeah.
Okay.
Styles course in St. Louis, that's like a fish out of water. But they were, you know, Styles and Van Cleek were just, you figured with those names, just killers in Massachusetts, you know?
Just come through town with a scythe and just slaughter. All right.
Hi, I'm John Van Cleek. Well, here's why I want you to design my course.
Other tours this week, the Form Tour Championship, Huntsville golf course in Wilkes-Barre. That's in Pennsylvania. That's a Wednesday to Friday. Some good players. Norman John, Tane Lee, Angus Flanagan, your boy.
Gus
Byron Bus. Meth. The meth heads are in Wilkes-Barre, central, you know, Pennsylvania. A lot of meth heads cooking up there. Michael Feagles, Dylan Meyer, Billy Tom Sargent. Briggs Deuce. What a name. Briggs Deuce. James Allenby. Keenan Husky. Literal Husky boy. Oh my God. What a trio. All right. I didn't want to read these. There's too many names, but this is great. Keenan Husky, Cooper Musselman,
Quad Cummings.
Husky. Oh my God. This is like bad to the bone. Musselman, yeah. Husky, and Quad Cummings are together.
The Burly Boy.
Stony Crouch is a name that's playing on the Forum Tour this week. Oh.
Hey, would you trust anybody named Stony Crouch? Stony Crouch no, comes to your door. I'm Stony Crouch.
No. Tell me what your real name is. What does that mean? Is that an alias? A nom de plume? No, I wouldn't trust that, to be real. All right, now we're through the Forum Tour. European Challenge Tour, the great big
what
green
egg. What are we
egg.
Doing talking about this?
German I love Challenge. That
the big green egg needs to sponsor the fried egg. Real talk, you know?
Oh, you're trying to do business here. You're trying to grovel. Yeah.
That's a natural,
just because you're both
a natural synergy. Yeah. I love grilling. I get down and, you know, that's perfect. Yeah. Perfect synergy. Yeah.
Big John Thompson's playing that. Matthias Schmid. Why is he playing that?
Schmid?
Oh, no. I got the wrong Matthias.
Yeah,
Schwab.
Schwab's playing the European right. BMW, yeah. the PGA.
Manicera. Matteo Manicera. Speaking of Wentworth, God, glory days of Wentworth. Manicera making a run there. Jerome Sad. Lando Casanova, Alfie Plant, Hurley Lawn, Joe Lawn, Nathan Longley, Mark Hammer. There's a bunch of hammers. This person did amazing work pulling out these names on these lower level tours. And then one more, Sunshine Tour at Centurion Golf Course in South Africa. Jaden Schaefer.
How big of a relief do you think everybody in the field down there is that Cotia is up at the Euro?
That's what, yeah.
PGA.
You know, you just, yeah.
Otherwise.
Again, it's like taking Sonny Kim off the MLGT. Everybody's, oh, thank God I got a chance this week. You give Cotia up at Wentworth. Yako Ahlers, Yako Prinsloo, and Yako Van Zyl. Toto Thimba. There's two guys named Conradi. And then the best name I've ever seen in notables, Fred Frum. His name is a preposition. Or his last name's preposition. Fred Frum. Like, what do you think you introduce yourself? You're like, from where? Were you Fred from Maryland? Fred from Chicago? That's got to be torturous, introducing yourself every time. Guy comes back at you. Fred from on the Sunshine Tour. Where are you from?
Well, imagine when he meets another Fred, they probably say, Fred, he says, hey, I'm Fred from, oh, I'm from New York, the other person says.
That's awful. You got to just change it. That's got to just be a hell. All right, that's your schedule for the week. Thanks to whoever's doing the notables. That's great fun. I barely got through Musselman and Quad and Husky. All right, Ryder Cup picks. Happening Wednesday. May have already happened when you listen to it, but I think, you know, we can still do this segment. What the hell? Who do you want? Who do you think actually happens? What's actually going to come out of Stricker's mouth? And then...
All right, we're operating for the U.S. team that... Finau, Schauffele, Spieth.
Yes.
In English? Are we giving English a lock?
No. I say we do the three for sure. English is probably on the team, but let's do Finau, Schauffele, Spieth, or locks. Harris English, we can do that too, but let's just do those three. Schauffele, Spieth, and Finau are on for sure. Who would you like to be the last three? Who do you expect will actually be the three? And then what would like can just I upset one... you the most? Like, oh, what are we doing? How did this happen?
Well, can I have one? This maybe it's a content for content's sake.
Yeah, sure.
So for content's sake, just purely the sake of entertainment, I'd love to see Reed, Phil Mickelson.
He's not in contention.
I just am saying for content's sake.
Sickly Reed. I might not be in contention either.
Reed, Phil, and Billy Boy.
Well, that's where I'm at. I want Billy Boy, Kevin Da, and Jason Kokrak. All three reasonable choices. Not from Jupiter. Not out. Nowhere near. South Florida. Billy Boy is in Northeast Florida. You got two just guys who are going to be pests. And Billy Boy will drive his opponent crazy. Nah will too. Kokrak, he got the physical intimidation with the gut. He waddles on the first tee. Nobody's getting in his face. They can't get in his face.
His strut is so... It's so iconic. The way he's like kind of walks with his shoulders back really back. It's just like, it's a very pronounced, like, he's up there with DJ in terms of recognizability.
I agree.
If I'm 1,500 yards away from Kokrak and I can tell by his silhouette that it's him.
I think he walks on the first tee, Matty. Fitz is intimidated, that kind of thing. The big boy Kokrak walks on the tee, and it's not crazy. He's like the 15th in points. I'm not going way off the board here, so that's who I want. Who do you actually expect? Who's sure?
I expect Harris English, yeah. Berger, and then
this is where it gets hard. Well, that's the most challenging. I don't know what's.
I think Stricker's a company man for the PGA Tour.
PGA Tour or PGA of America?
PGA Tour. I think the PGA Tour.
He's Billy Boy?
Number one allegiance is PGA Tour, and they can't not have their number third ranked player on the season long points list.
God, I didn't know where you're going.
Make the Ryder Cup team. Kevin Na. It's so ridiculous that this is like a real thing that's gonna be the justification.
He's playing
great golf. I think the thing to point out is like all these guys that are in contention, reasonably in contention, have very, very good records. And I think like all of them are somewhat like a break from like the old boys club that we used to have, like all these guys. I think they all,
if you get
to Burns and Burns on, I think Burns down all have like pretty valid, you could make valid cases for them.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not like upset about, right?
I think English and Berger will be there. I'm totally comfortable with Berger. I think he's a red ass. I think he might be like the kind of person, the exact person, even though he's Jupe life to the core, like the absolute core. And
he might be so Jupe life that he's like different than the other Jupe lives.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's like maybe so, real. It's like he's like the LA person that's actually from LA.
Right. That's a good point. And honestly, he would tell Poulter to go fuck himself. He would tell all these. I'm not sure anyone else. He's just that's who he is, and he's also really good. I'm fine with Berger. Harris English, like
whatever.
The Memphis wounds are kind of fresh, but he's played too well all year. It's hard to tell him no.
He's played well in majors too. Is the one thing that I think is he played well at Wingfoot. He played well at Torrey? He was in the mix there, right? He was in the mix at a major.
Yeah, Torrey. I think it was Torrey. Yeah. I think he might have been leading Torrey.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah. Torrey, I was thinking Farmers Insurance Open. I can't remember January.
Yeah, third at Torrey.
Okay, so I think English and Berger, and then I think the third one's... I don't think it's going to be Nah. I think it'll be... It's either Scheffler, like the young guys saying they want their buddy Scheffler, the younger guys up the rankings, like a Spieth and a JT, and those saying put Scheffler on there, or Webb. I don't know. And Webb they throw with Bryson or something like that. Like, we need Webb to pair with Bryson. I do not. The one thing, the third part of this little made for podcasting segment, what would upset you the most? If Patrick Reed's on the team, that I will like be incredulous if they name Patrick Reed. It would be such a chicken shit move. He's sick. He's not healthy. He's not had a good year. He burned down the entire operation on his way out of town last time. He was a total distraction in Melbourne after cheating his face off. Like, his caddy's punching fans. He doesn't. This is the layup. This is the ball in the team.
Out. It's the out.
Yes. And he's sick. This is like, if they just chicken out and just go 1 through 12 in the points and put Reed on, it's just ludicrous. I'll be so upset if they put him on. And like, it's just this default, like, Captain America, he should be like, no, he's not playing great. He's hurt. He's not well. And maybe, you know, this Koepka thing is, you know, maybe one of these guys is an alternate, you know, Simpson, Scheffler, Reed of that. So
can I kick you a scenario that would be actually like hilarious?
What?
Let's just say they pick, we'll just say Scheffler. Billy Boy goes out and just dusts the field at Wentworth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the second Horschel rule.
Times two?
Yeah. They make an amendment to the Horschel rule. and that pushes after the BMW, the PGA, Euro PGA. They kick the can further down the curb just because of that. Yeah. How about that?
That's fun. They could do that. I like that. I'd put that in play. It's not impossible. He could. Yeah. Wentworth seems like a good setup for Billy Boy. All right. That's your Ryder Cup. Enjoy that.
Are we doing Europe? Are we doing Europe?
No. Europe? Why not? We'll have a couple episodes between now and Europe.
Okay.
The U.S. is tomorrow, Wednesday morning. All right. News. I don't know. PGA of America names Rahm Player of the Year. That's like a point system. The PGA Tour has come out with five nominees for its Player of the Year, two nominees for its Rookie of the Year.
This is absurd.
Interesting. The nominees for Player of the Year are Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau, finished seventh in the FedEx Cup, fourth in scoring average, recorded 9 top tens. I don't know. He had 2 victories because the U.S. Open was a super season. And Bay Hill, it's an elevated status. I guess he's a nominee. Harris English, he won the TOC. And the Travelers is a nominee. Like, why do we need this ballot? This is like the Martin O'Malley on the ballot.
Yeah, what are we doing primary, putting them even on there? Know?
God. Colin Morikawa.
I hope they publish if anybody votes for Harris English.
Percentages. Yeah. It's like voting for that nut, the Marianne Williamson, or whoever those people that populate the stage on those primaries, you know. John Rahm is fifth. It's Rahm, Morikawa, and Cantlay are the three. Thick Boy and Harris are out. And I think it goes to Rahm, like the PGA of America. Rookie of the Year nominees, Garrick Higo, who won the Palmetto Congaree.
He only had like 8 starts.
Finished 107th in the FedEx Cup. Recorded 1 top 10 and made 5 cuts. He won top 10. It was his win. If like made 5 cuts is like a thing. Made 5 cuts. That Rookie of the Year. And then Will Zalatoris is our other nominee.
This is insane.
Not a member.
How are you valid? How can you be the Rookie of the Year and not eligible for the playoffs? This is the most ridiculous thing ever. That they are going to vote this guy. He's going to win. He should win. And this 100% should win the Rookie of the Year. But he wasn't eligible for the playoffs. Like, how is that possible?
I love that all these bullet points, they talk about their top 10s, their wins, their made cuts. One of his bullet points is, enters the 21-22 season as a full-time member of the PGA Tour for the first time. Yeah, we know. We're aware. Why is that like one of his bullet points? I wish someone could like explain the sort of the bylaws and the serpentine nature of how you can swoop through this,
you know, who
handbook
Peppy Peter,
of where
Peppy
you're not
Peter
a member but
that.
You're up for the Rookie. Yeah. So that's your news on the PGA Tour front. Oh, and we should also note that Big day for press releases out of the tour. You know, day after, 2 days after the season ends, PGA Tour University now has an official sponsor in Velocity Global. So that was good. The
Billy
salesman
boy.
Who did the Comcast Tour Business Top 10. And of course, the town crier was on hand. He rung the bell to announce, hear ye, the PGA Tour University is now the Velocity Global PGA Tour University. He had some quotes in this press release. I just have to call out, Velocity Global is the perfect match. This is not an ad read. This is just happy content. We're happy to dissect. It's a perfect match, like Billy would know, to present the top college players in the world of golf because it is a company that drives how work gets done for the next generation.
Oh,
that
my
sounds
God.
Like a bunch of gobbledygook.
Do you think quote, Billy came up with this?
Yeah, this is all natural, organic. Definitely how he talks. Rolled right off the tongue and they plugged it right in. Quote, they cheer for hard work and success. What the fuck does that mean? You think you're in the like cafeteria, Velocity Global, and just these chants start break out? Like, let's go, hard work. Like, what do they mean? What, they cheer for hard work and success? And that's exactly what the PGA Tour. That's not even that's not even English. They cheer for hard work and success. Nobody does that. All right. So that's your new sponsorship. The sales team at Ponte Vedra is, you know,
second to none.
Yes, absolutely.
I wonder if they do any consulting, because like we should legitimately hire them to consult with us. You know,
we
wouldn't have this podcast that we're doing right now without an advertiser.
That's true. All right, that's it. That does it for this Wednesday episode. Enjoy the, BMW Wentworth. Light week. Enjoy the coffee golf. And we'll be back. We might have an extra episode this week. Who knows? We'll see. All right.
Maybe.
Everyone,
possibly.
Enjoy your Wednesdays. We're halfway home. Shortened week thanks to the holiday. We'll talk to you again soon.